It's one of our favorite days, of course. It's Thursday, so it's Therapy Thursday. Dr. Steve Craig, psychologist and corporate coach for Craig Counseling Services in Bloomfield Hills, is here, but you brought guests. It's a family affair.
Family affair and gifts. I brought them all copies of my book, and I brought my mother and my wife, both of who are really responsible for everything.
Oh, that's
the
sweet.
The dedication to Rana is beautiful.
And anytime a Nana could be here, I'm happy about it. That's so hi. All right, what do you have for us?
Okay, today, Dr. Steve, my wife and I recently took our 11-year-old daughter to therapy because she was talking to her school counselor about killing herself. She's gone about 10 times now, and I sat in on one of the sessions last week and was horrified to find that her therapist was incompetent and enabling. When my daughter talked about hurting herself, instead of providing her with any tools or doing anything to stop her, like telling her not to do it, explaining her how horrible it would make everyone feel, how wrong it was, or even calling the police. Instead, she asked her how she wanted to do it, why she wanted to do it, when she wanted to do it, and what she thought it would accomplish. Oh my God. My daughter regaled her with an incredibly scary description, but that thankfully involved lethal methods she could never acquire as an 11-year-old. But it was incredibly scary to sit there and listen to her therapist actually help my daughter further contemplate how and why she would take her own life. How does this woman keep her license? But there's nothing I can do about it because apparently my daughter loves this therapist, which of course she does because she's not holding her accountable. And my wife tells the therapist and everyone else that the problems are with me being too controlling and abusive to our daughter. So I have no choice but to because if I pull her out of therapy to get a, I have no choice but to get her a new therapist. But when I do it, I will just be playing more into the narrative, which only makes my daughter more depressed. But I also can't let her keep seeing this woman. How do I find a good therapist and switch her ASAP without being pegged as controlling? Who's up?
This is scary because of the social media world, and 11-year-olds probably do think like this sometimes. So that, I'm just saying I'm scared, but I'm not ready for my answer yet.
I mean, you had me until it got to the dad saying that, well, they're blaming me, therefore I'm blaming the therapist. There seems to be some transference going on here, and someone, not everybody, should be taking some accountability for what's happening to this child. It's the premise of an 11-year-old contemplating suicide is horrifying.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Mm-hmm. But if dad needs to be a little bit more open-minded, that maybe he is controlling, there is something that's driving this child in that direction.
And I'm not a therapist, so, you know, I don't know how therapists talk to people. This is, it appears, maybe one time, one of their sessions that he sat in on, and this happened. And I don't know if the therapist was trying to, you know, get her to confide in them more and to feel comfortable with them more, and then start talking to her about some other things, but just kind of letting her speak. I don't know. That's what it appears to me, that maybe that she was just trying to get her confidence and then, you know, maybe come with something better later. But this was only one session, and you just kind of walked in on that one time.
I'm really interested to hear your critique,
Jamie,
of the counselor.
I think it's my child. I'm not comfortable with this therapy. Maybe we get a new therapist. I looked at him like, I don't know if I'm right.
So, this is going to surprise a lot of people, but hooray for this therapist.
Okay.
Hooray for this therapist. When people are depressed or suicidal, they feel broken, damaged, criticized, misunderstood, powerless. That's the core thing that's going on. The last thing we should do is do more of that. That's what got them here in the first place.
Tell them that they're wrong?
People always hire, like, they can be critical, they can be judgmental, it's not working with their kids, so they hire their therapist so that we could do more of the same, like it doesn't, or just harsher maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about feeling of hurting yourself, all the things, doesn't encourage you to do it more. It actually gives the person the feeling of empowerment over their own feeling, their own what. She's trying to empower her. Tell me how you feel, what's important to you. And when that person feels like that they actually have some, we would call it, you know, locus of control in their life, some, I can make decisions and I do have power, then they stop feeling suicidal and hopeless. Now, it feels like a dangerous game because it feels like
it's contrarian,
you're,
right,
yes,
to a degree.
It feels like you're, well, go ahead, talk about
yeah.
it. But they're already thinking about it. You're not encouraging them to do more, but man, you're able to get them to talk about it and say, well, why is that important? And the process of doing that makes people feel much better.
Shouldn't that be, though, expressed to the parents before you get into the therapy session so that their expectations are not shock when they hear something that is not what they would assume would be the right thing to say?
Great question. And in a perfect world, you'd have the time and opportunity to say, let me understand, let me explain the process. Here's what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. But
and
that
why?
Always, yes, and why. And, but that doesn't always work because sometimes the parent, because if your daughter's talking about this, the parents are freaking out about it.
Right.
They're like, that's what you're going to do? New therapist.
Yeah.
Like, no, you're supposed to tell her not to do it. So you have to be careful. You have to start. And at some point during the therapy, you pull the parent in and you say, listen, I want you to understand why we're doing what we're doing. But we don't know this guy, and this happens too. Parents just show up. Hey, I'm here. Can I sit in?
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. And then all of a sudden, all this goes on.
Right.
And they don't understand what happens. I mean, another.
But if they could have, if those parents had the benefit of what you just said in 60 seconds,
right.
It doesn't have to take the full session to say, before we get to your
right.
daughter, I need 5 minutes of your time.
Right. And so. Maybe the therapist has done that with the mom. Maybe she was about to. We don't know that stuff. These are the quick little scenario
right.
that
mm-hmm.
somebody wrote. But yes, ideally the therapist is going to explain the plan ahead of time. And ideally the parents have invested ahead of time in, hey, what are we doing here? Tell me what the plan is.
Right.
Let's talk about it, rather than
right.
just.
Because
throw
this
her
would
there
be
and this
shocking to a parent to hear.
Yeah.
It would
so.
Be shocking. And parents don't, so you have to have some faith in the therapist knows what they're doing. And when I explained it that way, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to put the kid in the real experience, meaning I'm putting you in a relationship where you feel empowered, where you feel hopeful. Then I can do some work with you rather than just becoming that same parent.
And it seems like the system worked. If she was talking to her school counselor, the counselor
yes.
got the therapy.
She's been coming 10 times.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So she's getting better. Or theoretically.
We've only got a few seconds. Yeah. But if you're confronted by a school counselor with this kind of news as a parent, should you address it with your child or should you wait for them to get before a therapist?
If a school counselor says this is what your daughter
yeah,
said.
I mean, because your instant reaction as a parent, I got to do something, right? Should you wait before they get into a session?
I'm missing the question. Wait to talk to
what,
the kid.
What should I do as a parent? Mom and dad, they get this news. What the hell do I do?
You talk to the counselor and you immediately get a therapist.
Okay.
That's what you do.
Okay.
Right.
And don't try to fix it on your own.
Get
don't
some
do that.
Professional
get
help.
That's
professional
what I
possible.
Right, there we go.
Dr. Steve Craig, psychologist and corporate coach for Craig Counseling Services in Bloomfield Hills. Thank you.
We'll
and
fix
thank
our
you to
communication
the lady.
Problem
wow.
next
yeah.
week.
Yeah.
That went awry. You two need therapy.
We need help, you guys.
Yeah.
Yes.
Coming up next, the Supreme Court making a decision when it comes to abortions in Idaho at 7:35.